We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaTorah, Perek Dalet, the paragraph which begins, V'yidame b'navshoy. The topic of discussion is that of the importance of learning Torah. We're reading from the words of the Sefer Milas HaTorah. The Chavetz Chaim is quoting from the Milas HaTorah. The Milas HaTorah is the brother of the Vilna Gaon. And there's a separate Sefer which is accessible. You can buy in the farm stores if you want. I can lend it to you. And he's discussing the importance of Talmud Torah to the point where if one values the gift that Hashem has given him, how can he push it aside? How can he not learn Torah? Without giving a shalom of my own, let's look at the powerful words he's about to say over here right now. How should a person view the Torah that's in front of him? And he says as follows, V'yidame b'nafshoy, and the person has to view, Ilu melech gadol v'noira ra adam echad muto be'ashpa. Imagine there's a person walking in the street, and we have a koyach of imagination. We have this ability called imagination that Hashem has given us. So sometimes it gets the best of us, you know, because you're driving on the road and you see the Powerball of $400 million. So you figure, okay, listen, 400 I won't get, but 200, you know, why not? And then you figure, okay, fine, so there's taxes. Okay, so I'm left with $100 million. And then your person starts thinking, what am I going to do with this $100 million? Okay, so of course the first thing is, learn all day. Fine, okay, it's a hara. I have to put that into him, learn all day. It's a hara. Because sometimes it comes, boils down to it. Is he going to be learning all day? Support that yeshiva, this yeshiva, fine. So we have this power of imagination. It exists. Now we're changing gears. You know, like in this generation, you go like this. Okay, you give a swipe with the finger. Change gears, different page now. And what's in front of us? Person's walking down the street, and he hears some noise. And he turns behind him. He notices there's a person literally rummaging through the garbage. And it really, he's taken aback. So what does he do? Well, let's see. Let's see what does he do. V'yidame b'nafshoy, ilu melech gadol, a king, god of a noir, ro adam echad, muto ba'ashba, the king sees this person lying in a heap of garbage. Muke umesubav mikol mini yisurin. This person is stricken with all sicknesses, and he has these diseases that are apparent on his body. We call me na yisurin v'chaloim roim, from all types of yisurim, suffering and pain. V'chosim v'bechol minei chesrinis, anything that a person might be lacking, he is lacking. And this compassionate king sees this individual. V'nosah ha'ish halos chein be'eni hamelech. This impoverished individual, this sick individual finds favor in the eyes of the king. And the king commands his messengers to help this individual and bathe him and wash him, cleanse him. And to heal him from all of his illnesses. Bring him to the doctor. Get him vaccinated. Give him the creams he needs for the topical issues on the skin. Give him the proper antibiotics to take care of his sicknesses. Achinasa bari v'sholim b'chol ivarov. Until after weeks and weeks and months, this person is now physically fit and well. He's not done. He's not finished, the king. The king now adorns him. He says to him, says to his messengers, he says, this is the king's credit card. Take my credit card and go shopping with him. And buy him the finest clothing. He's royalty. He's treated as a member of the royal house. So he's not going to the bargain store to buy a suit that by the time he comes home, it's already tattered. He's going to shop at the finest stores where it's gold thread. V'hilbisho yisoy levush yokar, and dress him in the finest clothing. V'iter yisoy become avonim toivos, and make sure that he's walking around with the finest jewelry. U'mosoloi kol ginozov v'tziva shiakol hanhogos hamalchus al yodoi. Step number one, this person was cleansed from all the schmutz which is on him. Then he was physically healed and cured from all those sicknesses. Then he was given the finest clothing. Then the king says to his messengers, his servants, appoint him to be control of the government. He now has a high position. And he looks the part. He's wearing the nicest clothing. And people give him the respect of a political power. And to top it all off, V'nasan lo yizbita le'isha. The king says, you will marry my daughter. The king says, you will be my son-in-law. You are the prince. The prince-in-law, I don't know, not sure familiar. Menasano is bita le'isha. V'gidlo yalkol ha-sorim. He elevated him up above all the officers in the estate, in the palace. V'abdei ha-melech, anshet tziva l'chol g'doyle malchusoy l'shamish l'fono v'bigdei yikar. Up to the point where the king said, when you come to serve the prince, when you come to serve my son-in-law, you can't just walk in and dress any way you want. You make sure you're dressed with the greatest royal clothing to come to serve him. That's what the king commands. That's what we have right now, this individual who's in front of us. Malchus, godless, greatness. The type of person that when he takes a foot, he steps outside, there are hundreds of cameras. You know those cameras with the lenses that they come up to your nose? They're 100 feet away, right? But the zoom lens is so long, like you turn a little to the right and it hits you in the nose. Yeah, exactly. I was hinting to it. I don't want to get into it being recorded. Because that's Meshagas. Unfortunately, people are so into that. Just that's the muscle now. Now, things turn in the wrong direction. What happens? We have this chosh of a person who is brought to greatness, godless. V'hinei bo'oid shehu melubosh bebigdei malchus. At the time when this person is wearing the most expensive suit that money can buy, and on the suit, the buttons are not just gold-plated buttons. These are gold buttons. Each button is worth itself $50,000. You don't need a cufflinks because the buttons on the shirt are made from the finest pearls that exist. I never knew something like this could exist. I'm making it up. I'm letting my imagination go wild now. Maybe. So what does this person do? What does this individual do? When he's wearing this clothing, this royal entourage is leading him. And he has this open convertible that he's driving in. Something catches his eye. B'oisei shor, at that time, ra tinoikos metapchin ba'ashpa v'leiktin avonim esachekin. The prince notices in the corner of his eye a little child playing in the garbage. And he finds some stones, little pebbles. V'niskanei bahem. You hear what's going on? The king, the king's son-in-law, the prince now, he has everything that can exist in the world under his control. And he's jealous of this little child who's playing in the garbage dump. So what does he do? What does this prince do? In this kani behem va'osakim asayim, he runs to do like this little child playing in the garbage dump. V'hishnach mi'olav kol begodav hayikarim. He throws off all these precious clothing. Umo'as b'tanugim shnizgadel v'ozav kol gedoyle ha'malchus. And he now despises all of this wealth and power that he was given. Shahochu lefanav, that was going in front of him. V'nizgalgel ba'ashba, and he starts going back to his old ways. And he's rolling in the garbage dump. And he's becoming filthy through the schmutz of the garbage, of the trash. And he looks like a different individual now. He's all dirty like he was years earlier. Hayesh keitz le'oinish ha'odem ha'loz, asher biza kavoid ha'melech u'mishorsov oisei ritzoinoi, u'metaneif begodov ha'ikorim? Says the Milas HaTorah, is there such a punishment that can exist for an individual who disgraces the Malchus, the kingdom, throwing off the royal clothing that he was given? And playing in the dirt, in the garbage, in the trash. V'hanim shel muva me'elov. Says the Milas HaTorah. The nimshul is quite clear. Shalachas kama v'kama. How much more so? Mu'uta d'muchon anshin. The punishments await that person who throws away the Torah, who portion heimeno litapeach ba'ashpo havlei ha'olam hazeh. And the person who says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to involve myself with those people who take a wooden stick, and those people who take a round object. But before they take that wooden stick, they have to juice themselves off with some illegal steroids, of course. And they smash the ball out of the park. And I will involve myself with that simcha. And I will rejoice when they win the game, and game after game. And I walk down the street at the parades to associate myself with these individuals in whatever sport it might be, whatever nonsense and narishkeit and stupidity a person might be thinking about that might exist that he involves himself with. He is taking the royal garments that Hashem has given him. Hashem has given him the Torah. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us from all the nations of the world. Not that we should be walking down the parades with them, because our simcha is not their simcha. Our happiness, what we rejoice about, is not what they're rejoicing about. And if we're rejoicing with them about this nonsense, that means we're not taking the Torah seriously. Because we're not spending the time on learning the Torah. A person is mashlich the Torah away, he sends the Torah away. That's what the Sefer Milas HaTorah is telling us. Now, Avner Doubleday didn't exist in his days, so he wasn't able to give the example of baseball or whatever sport, once again, you want to discuss. You know, it's a little funnier when you discuss that they throw a pigskin in the air and you have adults, men, not children, who literally break their bones and get concussions trying to get that ball. Rugby, I didn't know what was going on over there, you know. There's no padding over there. I'm saying, I can't, that's one sport I've never understood. But at least, you know, I was an American boy. I grew up here in this country. And I was a sports fan like the rest of us. I mean, not you necessarily, but like the rest of us here in this country. So I have that ability to discuss the nonsense that exists and wasting your time. My sins I mentioned before you today. It's all nonsense. And the person gets involved. Like he has stock in whether they win or lose. Now, if you have stock, that's a different discussion. That's a business adventure. I'm not talking about that. And even the baseball cards they have today. You get the big name players, and then the price of the card shoots up, and then towards the end of the career, the feds are after him. Steroids. All those home runs. All those strikeouts. There's a little asterisk on them. He was juiced up. So it's not worth as much anymore. I'm telling you the facts. And they plummet down, and those cards, which were worth at one time hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, are now worth, I don't know, $25. Because he had a nice smile on that day when he took the picture. I'm telling you facts. And this is just one aspect of Narishkeit that unfortunately the American society, the free world that we live in, and not just America, but the free world that we live in here, that Yetzirah attacks us. And people think, what's the big deal with these sports? You know what? Well, we discuss this once in a while. And it's not just sports. Whatever the Yetzirah is out there. But the problem with the sports is it looks kosher. You can even get kosher hot dogs by the game these days. Heksher, best heksher, well, whatever you want. I'm not going to say heksher that are out there now. But it's glatt kosher. So if you get the glatt kosher hot dog by the glatt kosher game, glatt kosher time, everything's kosher. The game takes 3 hours to play. It takes an hour to get there, an hour to get back because you're stuck in traffic. Now, if there's extra innings or it's overtime, if it's bad weather, is a rain cancellation or delay, you could be spending literally, without exaggeration, 6 hours of your lifetime, not once in your life, on a regular basis. Now, if you're so fortunate to have it, not you necessarily, but to have one in front of them on those big screens over there. So this, therefore, you don't have to travel. So then what happens is, after one game is over, it's very easy to flip to the next game. It's right there. So 3 hours were just spent. Another 3 hours. Here we go. Let's start all over again. This is the Yetzirah putting on the disguise that it's allowed. It's kosher. It's not anything bad. What's the big deal about it? And after 20, 30, 40, and 50 years of a person's life, when he is an expert, and all those people who have played the game, and who knows what they're doing today, where did that get him? This person is exactly what the Ma'alas HaTorah is talking about. And this is, once again, one little example. It could be any example besides sports, where the person is not taking the Torah and having a kviyas itin l'Torah, a set time to learn, with a goal in mind. What's the goal? I'm going to learn Dalil Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. All four volumes of the Shulchan Aruch. You know why? Because I'm a Jew. That's my obligation. I have to know. How do I live? How do I live my life? And you know what else is out there? I'm going to learn Shas. Because my neshama needs Shas. Needs to learn all of Shas. That's a goal I'm going to have. And there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. And my goal, this is what a person has to have in mind. My goal will be to master all 24 Sifri Tanakh. Now I want to tell you something. There is not enough time in a person's life to be doing both. To be involved with all the narishkeit of this world and to learn Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch and to learn through Dalet the all of Shas, Shisha Sidre Mishnah and all of Shas and 24 Sifrei Tanakh and all the commentaries of Mefarshim. So a person has to choose. Will he take off his big day Malchus? And will he throw it aside? And will he jump into the garbage, that smelly, disgusting pile of dirt and schmutz that people take from their house and they throw it into the street because they don't want it anymore? And will he play with the schmutz? Or will he wear that big day Malchus? And to wear the big day Malchus means, I will take the Torah, and I will learn the Torah, and I will make it my occupation. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a businessman, I'm not a professor. What am I? I'm a Ben Torah. In my ikir occupation, when someone says to you, hi, how are you doing? What are you up to? So you say, Daf Zion. I'm holding on quarter way down in the Amud. He says, no, that's not what I meant. You know, I had a guest over for Shabbos a few weeks ago. And someone asked him, what do you do? What do you do? And there was a pause, there was a hesitation. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for him to respond. I know what he did, but I wasn't asked the question, what does he do? So he explained what he does as a profession. And then it was interesting. He explained what his hesitation was. Why did he wait before he explained what does he do? Were you there, that Shabbos? No, actually, I don't.
It was me and Adam.
No, there was someone else there. Someone else.
Depends on perspective.
So what happened was, the person told me like this. And he explained himself, why did he have that hesitation when he explained what he does for a living? Because years earlier, he met one of his rebbeim by a chasna. And his Rebbe said to him, what are you doing? And he started telling him, the Rebbe, his profession. And his Rebbe let him have it. Do you think that's what I'm asking you? Of course, the Rebbe's concerned. Make sure you have a living. Making a living. The Rebbe said to him, where are you holding in life? What masechta are you up to? What are you learning? That's what it means. What are you up to? What are you doing? So when the person was asked at my Shabbos table, what do you do? He knew what the person's question was. He meant, as a professional, what do you do for a livelihood? But he had that hesitation because he had his Rebbe's voice in his mind. And the correct response is, I'm holding this Masechta. I'm learning this Halacha now. I'm trying to understand this Maimer Chazal. This is the correct approach, the correct mindset that we all have to have in our everyday life. Where are you holding? What part of the Torah are you holding in right now? That's the Iker. What do you do for a living? That's the Tefillah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.